Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the Rutgers hex continued Wednesday night as the Scarlet Knights got a game-winning three from Ron Harper Jr. Who else? With 2.1 seconds left, handing Rutgers its fifth straight win over Indiana. They've won seven of the last eight. The Hoosiers beaten 66-63, certainly administering a blow to NCAA postseason dreams. Not reacting to the Scarlet Knights' 2-3 zone in the second half certainly changed the complexion of the game from solid inside play with Trace and Race the first half to big-time recognition problems in the second, as Coach Mike Woodson was telling us post-game.
We've seen zones. I thought a few times we executed in the zone and got buckets, and then we just got stagnant, you know, coming down the stretch in the zone like we just didn't want to move. We just didn't execute. I look at the three ball. We had a lot of good looks, man. I mean, wide open threes that we just couldn't knock down. And then they made the biggest three of the night, you know, to win the game.
Hoosiers only 6 of 21 from behind the line, 28%, and in the second half, 4 of 10, so the shots were there, they didn't go in. Off to Purdue Saturday, Hoosiers out for the season sweep, 2 o'clock at Mackey Arena. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
One of the features during halftime of last night's game, Ray Luz's swimmers, Drew Johansson's divers, introduced to the throng at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Of course, the swim team, Big Ten champions for a fourth time in 6 years. Drew Johansson's fourth since he's been on board as diving coach. And, you know, they're all sweet, but this one was special.
I could say that again. You know, it was a tremendous team effort, as they all are, from every swimmer, every diver on the team. The energy that they brought to the pool each day got bigger and more motivating for the athletes, and culminating in a tremendous performance by everybody on Saturday in the swimming pool and on the diving side.
Andrew Capobianco is so very special. Six medals over three diving events. He won gold in all three.
Yeah, he was special. The Big Ten hadn't been swept since 2011.
IU diving coach Drew Johansson, it's off now to the NCAA Zone Championships starting early next week up in Ann Arbor before the squad comes together again for the National Championships opening up March 23rd in Atlanta. Our thought for the day, you know, the final proof of greatness lies in being able to endure criticism without resentment. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.